You're listening to a 95BFM podcast.
Everyone looks like everyone, the Pack AD. You're on 95BFM, and on Fridays we have a very special segment that I personally love, and it's Friday Live. And it's time for Friday Live.
Direct from 95BFM, it's Friday Live.
Thanks to McLeod's Brewery.
It is indeed time for Friday Live, our first Friday Live of the year, and our first Friday Live of today. And we got Fables in the lounge. How you doing?
I'm here. We're doing it.
So excited to have you there. I walked into the lounge and you're truly lounging. You're chilling on the couch. Go your guitar, ready to go.
As the Honourable Rachel Ashby would say, we're rocking in the free world.
Oh, man. And she'd do like a little like rock sign symbol with her hand. Oh, she's so cool.
Yeah. Big fan.
So happy to have you here. The last time I saw you play was at the Tuning Fork with Grid O'Leary, which is a really, really, really nice gig. And one of my favourite parts of seeing you live is how you kind of create the sense of familiarity with the audience and with your banter. And it's like so off the cuff and not scripted, but it just feels like a family environment. How important is it to you to like create that sense of familiarity when you're performing?
I mean, there's no other way. Otherwise it is theatre, right?
Yes, 100%.
Which is totally fine, but I'm terrible at acting, and so nobody should ever pay money to see that. I would maybe do like a charity concert, you know, maybe Little Shop of Horrors or something. But other than that, strictly free-flowing, honest, as it comes.
We love that. And when I saw you perform, you had a big band with you, but just you and your guitar today, which I'm really excited to see, a little strip-back set. How does it change in terms of preparation when you're just playing by yourself versus with a band?
For context, when I first started playing music, I couldn't play guitar standing up for, like, I want to say months, but it's probably closer to years. Like, you could see my legs shaking, like a reverse of those little hula girls that go on the dashboards of cars, but it was just me just, it was so nice to be on a couch. It's so nice to just be sitting here, and I can just pretend that I'm singing to only the people that I see. And we're all friends now, so this is great.
We're all friends. We're all part of the Fables friends group. I love that so much. Your album Portraits, released in 2018.
Yeah.
What reflections do you have about that now that it's nearly 7 years passed since you released it?
Yeah, that was my last kind of body of work and my only body of work. And it just was a lot of favours that we called in. Like, we recorded it mostly at the wine cellar when it was closed, just kind of put down the drums and the bass, and then everything else we retracked in our flat or in my kid's dad's parents' garden shed, because that was like the only place I had that was kind of quiet and away from the other 10 flatmates, you know. So I'm really excited to do something with like a little bit more budget.
Yep.
You know, show everybody that we don't have to compromise so much on all of the things. It's gonna be fun.
That's really groovy. And I really know the answer to this question, but you know, I have to ask it anyway.
Mm-hmm.
Is there new music on the way?
Yes, like glacial pace. It's slow and it's impending.
We love that. And the Auckland Folk Festival is coming up very soon, 24th to the 27th of January.
Heck yeah.
It's fast approaching. And I know that festival has a really special place in your heart. I was watching a video from when you performed there 1 year, and I was like, ah, this is beautiful.
Yeah, that was a few haircuts ago. I had a little lob.
We love that. What does the folk community mean to you in Aotearoa? How has it, I guess, lifted you up?
Oh, I mean, for me, so I grew up in Helensville, and so there was a lot of, like, AC/DC covers, and there was a lot of, or maybe some, like, reggae-adjacent music, which I love, but it wasn't until I found like the folk clubs I was like, oh man, people are making the music that I know how to sing. I just hadn't seen much of it. And then I would bully my dad to make me get into the wine cellar before I was old enough, and we'd go and see Great North, and then through them I found about all these other venues, and it kind of just opened up the whole wide world of the sounds that were available to me that didn't feel unnatural or forced. And I think that's the pinnacle of everything that I've fallen into, is just trying to do things that don't feel unnatural and forced. And that's, for me, is the heart of folk music.
It seems like the thread that's run through all of this is kind of your love of community and how important that is to you.
Yeah.
And we're very excited to have you play for our community, because you're a part of our community too. So I'm going to be quiet and let you play your music. This is Fables, live from the BFM Lounge.
Kia ora. This song is called Sensitive. We'll figure it out together, I guess. Try to keep it all within. I thought I saw your dad on the way home from work yesterday. I cried when I thought about what we would talk about and what he would have said, and oh how she hadn't died. I wish she met this daughter of mine. She has her father's eyes. Do you know me well enough to say to you now. Well, Oh, geez, thanks. I'm going to tell you a bit of a long one. It's just like a long, rambling folk song. And I wrote it. It's called Sundown. And you just have to imagine what it's like with a band. Sundown becomes me, incandescent and fumbling. Would you call me your darling just for one evening? I am draped in mid-century and the radio national. Forget heavy tendencies, promise I'll play it casual. You'd hope for a vice, dear, cigarettes or a cold beer. I'll be something to hold here, smolder honey, the road's clear. You could light me up tungsten, amber and glowy. Raise me a red light, tomorrow's for hoping. In the evening to negotiate sleeping. Oh, I fell for your breathing just before leaving. To be over capacity, disasters imaginary, disasters imaginary. Oh, when sundown becomes me, when sundown becomes me. Songs, right?
You want to do one more?
Yeah!
Do one more!
Okay. yeah. I usually have another guitar and I change my tuning, but I won't do that because of radio. That just would be a really bad sound. In lieu of that, I will play you a new one.
Yeah.
I hope. Bye.
So, so, so beautiful. Thank you so much for playing that one extra song. And that's a new song.
Yeah. Or like the beginnings of it.
When can we start to expect, I guess, the album rollout to start happening?
So, in theory, if I don't use all of my administrative skills at work, which I might do, we should have something in March for you.
Awesome.
Like a little single, a little dabble in the album. And then we'll announce the album date. Maybe 2 months after that, I'll have another single. If I get all my money
that I need.
You know? If anybody listened and they've got any suggestions of which of those three to put towards single funding, that would be really cool because I've been getting it wrong. Or you could buy a T-shirt. I've got some silly T-shirts for sale. All of these things I need to do to finish the record. And I've just been paying my rent, you know?
Ain't that the truth? Thank you so much for joining us. That was truly beautiful. Fables, live from the BFM Lounge.
Thank you.
Friday Live on 95BFM. Thanks to McLeod's Brewery.
That was a 95BFM podcast. To hear more, head to 95BFM.com/bcasts.